Visibility, Clarity, and an Ongoing Conversation. This is the second of two articles. In the first article, I focused on visibility and clarity and the absolute critical requirement to achieve both. In this article, I want to focus on the third part of that, bringing it all together, the ongoing conversation. So once you have visibility and clarity, the ongoing conversation, what is that about? What is it about? It's actually about the details of visibility and clarity. It's simple when you think about it. The three go together. Visibility first, then clarity, and then an ongoing conversation. The first article was talking about achieving clarity regarding what matters in a business and then making it visible. We're now moving on to the ongoing conversation. I've heard so many times in businesses and with clients and sometimes with prospects within a business, people say, I hate meetings. They never achieve anything. An ongoing conversation is not a meeting. It's a critical point. And one of the things I constantly find in my client work, in my clients' businesses, is that an ongoing conversation where the business has visibility and clarity, meetings just melt away. What is an ongoing conversation? It's a conversation, it's getting together for a common purpose. It can be a 5-minute daily briefing, it can be tall talk in a factory, right through to a full day leadership team session with larger businesses or businesses that have a leadership team. But either way, the whole focus of this ongoing conversation is about agreed clarity and visibility of that clarity. So coming back again to that clarity and visibility, what matters most in your business is that the five KPIs, recall I talked about in the first article, having no more than five KPIs, those five KPIs in your business are understood and agreed by all of your people, and they relentlessly drive towards achieving and exceeding those KPIs. And they're rewarded on them, very importantly, and they are rewarded in ways that motivate them. So the ongoing conversation is actually your business culture. It's a key component of it. It's living that ongoing conversation credence within your business. And you will be surprised how many meetings fall away if you implement an ongoing conversation. Ongoing conversation as a key, absolutely central component of the way you do business. The way that your business operates, centered on five agreed KPIs. And as people and teams are drawn together, both by a common purpose, and that's around the five KPIs, and also by a realization that one KPI is dependent on the others and all the others, then people will realize more and more that they are connected and interdependent. And that is the critical component and a fantastic area in terms of progress in a business, because the thing that happens out of that is silos break down. People finally get clear in their mind that there is a connection between themselves and each of their teams and the business, and most important of all, that that connection means that every person in the business and each team are interdependent. So set up communication channels in your business so that clarity is tested, constantly tested. What is important, what needs to be made clear by your people, your clients, your suppliers, your partners, and your prospects. Ask your clients what they think of your service. Ask them in a structured way. Ask your teams what they think of your leaders. Ask your leaders what they think of you. These actions around fostering an open culture and accountability for the five KPIs that have been agreed. Do this and watch the performance of your business improve. And that improved performance will become normal, and normal will change at an increasing rate in a positive way. And all of this means that you'll be driving more and more towards the achievement of KPIs within your business with a well-engaged team, a happy team who are recognized, and you'll have genuine momentum in your business. Thank you.